Hello and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. I'm so thrilled to be with you here on this absolutely fabulous, glorious day as we're welcoming in the newness of the new arriving of the sun and the excitement and happiness of expressing happy solstice to everybody as we move forward and as we go through the cycles of life, going through those many cycles, those many different circles, those many different little experiences that we all have every day in every aspect. And everything has a cycle, even the earth and the many wonderful, beautiful things that happen within the earth and the seasons and the cycling of the growing of the plants and the vegetation and then the time of rest and quiet of the earth. And it's just so exciting as we watch all of these cycles, as we watch all of these things happen throughout every day and everything that we do, and as we celebrate and as we come together and we're able to share the excitement of that, it's just a blessing. It is just such a huge blessing, and I'm happy I can share it with you, the listeners, today. I do want to say that if you'd like to find out more about me, please feel free to check out my website. It's White Wolf April. It's www.whitewolfapril.com. And just go in there and you can find out more about the things we do, some of the classes that we're offering, some of the places we're going to be traveling to, some of the different products we have for sale. And we're right on the deadline here, but if anybody wants to purchase a book or anything like that and have it shipped directly from here for a holiday gift, please give us a quick email or a quick call, because we can still get that done here if we're right on the deadline, but that's something that we can do. We also have CDs, guided meditations, to help improve the quality of our lives and to help enhance our lives. We also have some teaching CDs and DVDs on essential oils. So those are things you're going to want to maybe check out and maybe add to your library or add to your collection of growth and things that are there to improve the quality of life. They're there for you, and that's why we have them there. So check it out on our website. We also want to invite you to take part in a little social network site that we have that's crossacrosstheveil.ning.com. No www, no HTTP, just type in acrosstheveil.ning.com, and it'll take you there rather quickly, and you can go in, and it's a place to ask questions. It's a place to read about some insight maybe that's been shared, or maybe see a message that came in that's been posted there for you down the road. And it's just a place to be able to communicate. And I want to invite you to go there and check it out and join the group and ask questions and see what might be coming through just for you. And in that area as well, we have another site that's called energyemerging.ning.com, and that's a website that's geared towards and for healing. Healing, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, any form of healing. And we share the energy of expressing out and sending out healing energy. When you ask and you put in a request, we send you forward the blessing of healing through the energetic realms. And it is such an amazing way to communicate with and help and share with others. You may be called to be a healer but aren't sure how you could do it. Maybe you're in a situation where you can't get out of your own home. Well, this is a great place that you can go and you can share healing energy. It's a place where you can go and share love, light, and healing. And if you have a request, it's a place to share your request and know that it's going to be taken seriously and know that it's going to be honored and energy shared and expressed with it through that particular place as well. I do one-on-one readings. I do one-on-one healings. They can be here on site or it can be done through distance work and or over the phone or on the internet. We're able to communicate and make connections and do the message is bringing it forward for you. And if you're interested in that, send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com and I'll be happy to share with you a little bit more about how that works. The program is based on answering questions, giving some insight, and maybe bringing over a contact with somebody who's on the other side. And I want to invite you to call in during the program. I love to talk to you. I love to have your questions and visit as we're doing the program and share insight that they may be bringing forward that's just for you, that's coming in, that's a blessing, that's here to give you the answers and the information that you might be seeking and looking for. I found that my cord is unplugged and we don't want the battery to die, so I'm trying to get that plugged in real quick here so we don't lose one another. There we go. I do. The insights and the messages that come through are shared with love, and they're from the highest vibration, and I'm so honored and privileged to be able to share that with you. And I see that we have a caller, Nathaniel. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to see how I guess I took a trip up north. It's a lot colder up here, but nothing like Alaska.
So you are up north, though.
Pardon me?
So you have traveled up north?
Yes, I'm up in Sacramento now. I'm up at my brother's now.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Was the trip up? There's something about the trip up. They're showing me that something has been advantageous for you on that trip up. You may not be aware of it quite yet, but there's something that's there's been a little blessing in that. Are you aware of that?
I'm not sure. I'm downloading some CDs, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. It feels like there is, it's kind of like what I'm seeing is as you're there, it's kind of like you're moving forward and there's a special gift there for you. There's a special connection with the energy there. You're going to stay through the holiday? It feels like you may be planning that.
Well, I was kind of planning to go back soon. I want to, but I think I hope I'm helping him out a bit, but I might be staying for a couple more days at least.
Yeah, it feels like you're not. Yeah, it feels like you're going to be there for a little bit. I'm also hearing the expression of love and healing is something that you're carrying to them, and that even though you might not be really positive that that's what you're doing, your presence is bringing that energy into their space.
Okay.
Feels very strong with that. It feels like did you drive up? Because it feels like as you were traveling, you actually went through a place where there was a really intense blessing that was bestowed upon you.
Oh, well, that's what, they were saying to come up, so I was thinking if I didn't, they might be a big curse against me. So I didn't have that. I didn't want the angels to get disappointed in me.
It does. It feels like you actually, I'm almost like I'm looking at a fog bank. And it's kind of like driving through a fog and then coming out on the other side of the fog. But while you were in that fog place, they brought you this huge blessing. And I don't think it was a physical fog you were in. It's just kind of a metaphoric type of the image that they're giving.
I was in a fog. After I got over the grapevine, it was all clear. And it was so foggy, I was going down. And it was like 300 miles of fog and overcast till I got to Sacramento.
Interesting, because they're showing me that. there was some kind of blessing for you as you came out on the other side, so open yourself to receptivity to receive that and to allow yourself to be blessed by that.
Well, actually, do you think I should leave, on Christmas or before? Or?
Let's see. I'm actually seeing you back on the road either late Wednesday or early Thursday.
Okay.
It just kind of feels like they're kind of getting you closer to the holiday. You're there for the solstice, which is a really wonderful time of renewing and life and light and warmth and all of that kind of energy. So that's really a wonderful time to be there. It feels like, you could stay longer, but it feels like the energy around you is figuring about Wednesday or Thursday is about your limit.
Oh, okay.
Is kind of what I'm feeling. But, if you wanted to stay through the actual holiday, I don't see that as a problem. I think it's the traveling on the weekend that they're trying to keep you from doing. I'm not sure if the roads get a little bit...
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be real traffic. There's going to be a lot of traffic. I don't know which day is going to be best.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm hearing either Wednesday or Thursday is what they're tending to lean towards as far as, what might be the ideal times.
Okay. Is my mom and her dad wanting me to say anything to my brother? Or?
I'm actually feeling your mom's presence around a lot. I've connected with her probably a couple minutes ago as we were visiting, and as we were talking about that fog, I could feel her energy coming in. And I think the message that she's really trying to show and the energy that I'm feeling with this is that this is the holiday season. This is a time of loving. This is a time of being there for one another. And I'm really feeling that nurturing, that almost like the grandmother kind of energy. It's kind of like when you go in somewhere and you smell like a sugar cookie or something like that, because that's what your grandmother or your mother used to bake. It's that kind of nurturing, loving kind of feeling that I'm feeling when I connect with her right now.
Is everything going to be okay at home? I'm kind of worried about the place. I may have a package or some mail there. I don't know. I stopped the mail, but I think it came today. So I guess the house is going to be okay?
As long as you leave it in the hands of your guides and the masters, everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
They're saying as long as you can leave it in the hands of the angels, the guides, and the masters, there's nothing to worry about. They're the best guard dogs you could ever ask for.
Yeah. Hey, and they don't need dog food and all that stuff, too. But we can give them some kind of spiritual food, which is love and light, I guess they live
on. That's right.
Well, thank you so much, April.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful, safe journey home, too.
Oh, just have a Merry Christmas. I appreciate it so much.
Uh-huh. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we were talking about the cycles of life, things have their cycles, things have their pattern, things have every beginning, it has a life, it has a body to it, and then it has an ending to it. And that's one of the things that we're so blessed to have the privilege of experiencing in our everyday activities and everything that we go through, whether it's a happy event, whether it's a sad event, whether it's a positive event or a negative event. It's our perception on where it is we're at in that cycle. It's our perception of the cycle itself. Is this something that we can look at in a vibration of negativity, or is it a cycle that we can look at that and say, what is the lesson I'm learning in this? What is the process that this is all about? Why is it happening? And where is it happening? And those type of things. And we want to approach that with divine love. We want to approach that with divine light. And those cycles, as we're going through them, know that we can have the right to work our way through it, and we can send that with love, light, and healing. And it was interesting. I was visiting with one of the young gals last evening, and she posed a question to me. She said, why do we always feel like we are fighting our way through everything? Why can't we love our way through everything? Why can't we change the energy? And why do we have to feel like we're conquering, and why we're battling, and why we're fighting through everything, when we should be able to come at that and change and work from a vibration of love And I really appreciated her comment. And I really spent some time thinking about it and contemplating and really focusing on that and thinking, that is so true. When we go about the different things that come up in our lives and the different events that take place in our lives, why do we feel like we constantly have to battle our way through it? When we can love our way through it, when we can take the situation, we can work with the situation, and yes, stress will come in, and yes, sometimes it can be overpowering and we feel like just throwing our hands up in the air. And as I'm saying this, I'm seeing one listener in particular and one person that I've communicated with who's going through a really ugly divorce. And she's just kind of at wit's end, and she says, I can't give up, but I feel so much like it's just doing everything it can to drain me. And the answer that came to me as I was visiting with the other gal last night was, why are we fighting it? Why are we pushing so hard against the river? Why are we pushing so hard against the situations that are presenting themselves to us? It's our perception. It's our reality of how we go through them and how we are able to improve and we are able to correct and approach and handle things. And rather than allowing the craziness of the situation and feeling that we need to draw an etherical sword and just cut our way through it, maybe it's time to sit back and say, why can't I heal this? Why can't I use the energy of love, light, and healing and push through and come through on a higher frequency? Bring the frequency higher. We were in a situation the other day, and we were in a parking lot, and as we were sitting there visiting, this couple began arguing, and they began having a lot of stress and tension. And I know it was about holiday issues and holiday situations and simply because of the conversation. And I turned and I looked at my son who was with me, and I said, we need so to change the vibration of anger and upset and sorrow and sadness. We so need to change that vibration around us to a vibration of love and compassion and acceptance and warmth. And as we were talking about that, and we were sitting there, and we both kind of began just bringing that vibration to the surface and bringing that vibration higher within ourselves, we noticed that their argument quieted down and that things seemed to settle down and things seemed to calm down. And after a little bit, we were getting out of the vehicle to go into the location that we were going into, and as I walked by the car, the woman in the driver's seat, she put her window down and she looked out at me and she said, I want to thank you for sharing love. And I just kind of looked at her and I said, well, okay. I had no idea that. And she goes, as we were sitting here arguing, and I could see you in your vehicle in the car behind me sitting there. And she goes, and I just felt like you were offering us, because of what we were going through, because I felt like you were offering us a prayer of peace. And I thought that was just such a beautiful, it was such a beautiful validation, and it was just such a beautiful gift for her as well as for me, that as we changed that vibration and as we worked on that, we were able to help bring that peace. And that's how easy it can work. It's how easy it can be. As we're going through these cycles, as we're going through these things, are we going to allow it to get caught in the craziness of it and the hecticness of it and the insanity of the situation? Or are we going to be able to help push our way through with love and compassion and kindness? I see that I have another caller. Diane, this is April.
Hi, April.
Hi, how can I help you?
I was wondering if this New Year's Eve I will have a date.
Ooh, I heard yes when you asked the question. I heard yes. Is there somebody you've been contemplating this happening with?
Well, you know, I'm not seeing him anymore, and I really lost respect for him, and I just don't think, but I don't know. I think about him every day, and I don't know, April, if I'll, I haven't spoken to him since Thanksgiving.
Okay.
6 weeks.
Is there the potential of a new gentleman? Because I don't feel like this is the gentleman that you're discussing.
Oh, good. You never know. I don't know.
I don't know. It feels like there's the potential for you to... Are you going to go to something that's like a gala or a gala event? Or I'm seeing you actually in a place where there's the celebration and where things are happening. Is that what you've got planned?
I do, but at this point, just with a group of friends.
What I'm seeing could very well happen is that you may just go with your friends, but you're actually going to make a connection while you're there.
Wow, that would be a blast. Oh, good.
Exactly, and it feels very very formal, very gala, a type of event, you know, kind of thing that it feels like you're going to be at, which is going to set yourself into a really nice. I'm trying to think of the word they're using. I'm feeling calm, peaceful, exciting, altogether, a kind of event.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Joining a church, I guess, would be a one way to word it. A place of where you'll be with people who have kind of got like interests and joinings of heart.
Well said. That's exactly where I'm planning on going, with that kind of group. Thank you.
Yeah. And I do feel like there may be the potential of somebody else being there. You know this person already, but it feels like it's just going to kind of be one of those, I don't know how to word it. It's kind of like when you look at somebody and it's like, ta-da, that type of feeling.
Sure.
I feel that kind of energy.
And the old one, it's over, I think, since the Thanksgiving guy.
I don't feel like he's in your space anymore, and I don't feel like he needs to be in your space, and I don't feel it's for your best interest.
And he won't try again to come back?
He may.
Uh-huh. But I really feel you're right, and I think I'm over him. Thank you, April.
Yeah, it feels like he may, but if you put the energy out there for something better and something more wonderful, which you have standing at the door, I wouldn't even look back that direction to see if he does care.
I agree. Thank you. Gosh, I needed that. You're good. Love you, April. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Just like we're talking about the cycles of our situations, relationships can have beginnings and relationships can have ending. How do we perceive that beginning? How do we perceive that ending? You know, an ending can be sad, it can be horrible, it can be disastrous, or it can be perceived with love, light, and allowing it to go the process. And that's where it's so important, and it's so uplifting when we bring ourselves into that place of allowing ourselves to receive it and allowing ourselves to, do we want to get drawn into the anger? Do we want to get drawn into the conflict and fight our way through something, or do we want to move through it with love? You know, it's the old sayings that I remember as a kid hearing, you know, you can win more with honey than you can with vinegar or whatever, stained like that, but it's the truth. Those are truthful statements in the fact that when we go through it and we can approach it with more kindness, with more understanding, and with more love. And I know, as I've shared with some who are going through some really pretty sad situations, you know, separations, divorces, child custody situations, they can be very sad and they can be very life-taking. And it's hard sometimes to hold on to that window of acceptance, that window of love, that window of kindness, and in our perception and in our work and in the things that we do in our lives, if we can hold on to that, then things will begin to move into our favor. Then things will begin to shine some of that sunshine, that renewing of the light, of the hope. And today is the perfect day for that. And today is the perfect day for connecting with that, reuniting and reactivating that ray of sunshine, that ray of light, that ray of hope, as we're welcoming in light, as we're welcoming in the warmth of that light, as we're welcoming in the healing of that light, and as the earth is preparing to go through the winter process, beginning to come back awake, beginning to come back alive. That's the process that we can go through, and today is the perfect day, the perfect time to kickstart that, to bring that into our reality and look at the situations and look at the things that have presented themselves that could be negative, that could be life-taking, and change our perception and change our reaction, our reaction to the action. And if we can change that, and if we can bring in the perspectives and understanding, like was shared with me last night when we were sitting and visiting, why do we feel like we always have to battle it? Why do we always have to feel like we have to push the river? It's a programming. It's a training that we've learned. It's how we've been taught to deal with things in life. If I don't fight for it, then it's not rightfully mine. No. There, what she was saying and the expression that came through that was allowing ourselves that right to love, allowing ourselves our right to own our own space, allowing ourselves the right to be who it is we are, and know that if we walk forward with integrity, if we walk forward with love, if we walk forward with the compassion, and we are following the leading and the guidance of our guides and masters, we're going to come out on top. We're going to come out for the highest vibrational good, because that's what we're working towards. That's what we have set our path towards and our focus on and our reality towards, is that highest good vibration. What is for my highest good? What is for the best for me? And that's what we have to remember, and not get so caught up in the drama, in the battle, in the fighting for the end victory, where we can stand and look over the bloodied field. That's not the process, and we get so caught up in that, and we get so wrapped up in that, that we forget that we can do more if we don't go into that level, and if we stay in that frequency and that vibration of love. If we can stay in that vibration, there's nothing that can happen that can take away our joy. Nothing that can happen that can take away our victory and our peace. And if we do lose it, it's because we've given it away. We've given the right of it away. We've given the reality of it away. I'm guilty of it. There's times that it'll happen in my own life and in my own situations where things will just begin to roll out of control in my mind, and I'll allow that to get away from me, and I'll have to do a step back. And sometimes it takes me a little bit, but we can all do that. We can all go through every process and change the vibration of it, change the reality of it, bring in the healing, bring in the love, bring in the light, and know that we all have the right to do that. We all have the right to operate and be at a higher frequency. I'm hearing that there is someone whose parent passed away today. And this person is, you are sad, you are sorrowful, you are grieving, but you also understand that the new cycle that's coming within this transition, I'm hearing, within this transition is bringing everyone much peace and much love. And yes, they are saying that it would be in the best interest to hold the celebration of life ceremony prior to the holiday here. They're saying the time to do this is now, not to wait, but the time to do this is now. And process this through before the holiday, before the family get together, is what I'm hearing. This loved one is saying they feel. Okay, I'm trying to make sure I get, because they're new to the other side, so the vibrational frequency is not quite as strong as I'm used to them coming through, and that's okay. They're saying they transitioned today. They transitioned earlier today, more towards the wee hours in the morning. And they're saying that the arrangements have all been made. Everything is in place. Simply put everything into action and into motion and know that I love you and that I am very proud and I am very happy that we have had this life experience together. And they're wanting their children to move forward and enjoy the holidays and celebrate the holidays as if they were sitting right there as well and being a part of the holidays. I'm also feeling there's a message of guidance to someone who is going to be going on a trip. They're saying take the trip with wisdom and guidance, following the voice of leadings of the masters who speak to you and guide you. If there becomes a kink in the trip or a kink in the traveling, they're saying it is time. That is a chance in a moment for you to take a breath and say, okay, why is it that that's happening? But I'm going to accept what's happening, and I'm going to take that. For example, I'm seeing you're trying to get an airline ticket possibly, and as you're trying to get this ticket, everything seems to kind of get in the way. And as it's getting in the way, you're feeling frustrated about it. Realize that this is happening for a reason. that the proper ticketing time and the proper traveling time is going to happen so that there is things that are in alignment that need to be in alignment. I'm hearing that it would be, because of the quakes and because of some of the different things that are happening on different shores other than here in the United States, and they're saying that we need to send our prayers of love and healing, and that we need to extend a rainbow of peace to the people that are involved. I'm not real familiar with what's happening. I haven't been listening to the news. I just know that there's something going on, and the guides are expressing that if we would go in with love, and if we would go in with that, I'm hearing that protection of the rainbow of love, that it will bring and save lives, and it will help the situation as it's happening. Like I said, I'm not real sure what they're particularly referring to, but there's something going on volcanic somewhere here globally that they're sending this message to. And as we listen to this, and as we are all healers, and as we are all able to extend the energy of that peace, we can do that. We can send that energy of peace and protection, and use that rainbow of protection as we have our quiet time, or as you're going to sleep at night, or as you're sitting and you're just meditating or contemplating, expressing that energy, I'm hearing that rainbow of peace, that rainbow of love and protection to those areas, to those locations, bringing in that peace and protection and love. There are some major global shifts that are coming, is what I've been hearing, and it's been coming in now for many, many, many days and months here, that there's some major global shifts happening and global events coming, and we need to be prepared, and we need to be prepared as light carriers, as those who are bringing forward the message of that rainbow peace and holding the shield. As I'm seeing the shield, it's very yellow. It's that personal power. It's that vibration from the deepest core within ourselves, holding that shield of protection to areas that are affected when our areas are not. And we can do this through our prayers, through our intent within our mind, through the communication we share within our energetic beings. I'm also hearing that there is... there is someone who is wanting very badly to be able to provide and care for another family member, but that the situations are being hindered. It feels like, it actually feels like you are trying to caregive. I don't know is that it's a parent, I'm hearing the word senior, a senior member in your family, and that you have some others blocking your process. There's something about, and it's money geared. And they are saying, stand your ground, move forward with your integrity, stand your ground, and know that what you have to offer and what you are willing to do for this other person is of the higher frequency, that you need to stand your ground in this. You need to not let the others manipulate and control, but stand your ground. You're doing this out of love. You're not doing this out of greed, and you're not doing this out of what is it in it for me. You're doing this out of love and compassion for the other person. And that is something that the others in the family don't understand, and they don't understand where you're coming from. Stand your ground, stand with integrity, stand with truth and honor is what I'm hearing to share with you on that. I've had an email that's come in, and this young woman has emailed me the question about her father passed away a little while ago, and just before his passing they had angry words. And her question was, has my father forgiven me? And I asked her in response, because of the message that I felt coming through, was, has she forgiven her father, and has she forgiven herself? And that's something that I'm feeling very strongly to share. When you have someone pass, and when you have a loved one who goes on the other side, and you've had ill feelings, or you've had hard words, or you've had events that have transpired that were not of a higher frequency, and you feel like, well, have they forgiven me? It's more of the personal walk. It's more of the personal reality that you need to hold within yourself. Have you forgiven yourself for your part, for your role, for who you are? And maybe you don't feel like you need to, but that's something that's a step that needs to be considered. And in her particular case, yes, the healing that has come in with the father has been very, very strong. And through the communication and through the connection of that communication, that she's been able to move forward with that. And in that, there is another person, and that's why this is coming forward, is they're bringing in another person for me to work with. And this father and this child have had a separation that happened during the time when the father was alive. I believe there was a divorce and a separation. And you feel that your hero, your superhero, your Superman let you down. You actually ended up in a situation and a place and with your mother. And in that place, it was not a happy place because of the anger and the resentment which your mother held towards your father. And then just this whole situation just rolled on and on and on. And what they're showing me is that you need to bring in that healing and allow yourself to heal from that and know that even though your Superman let you down, you can rewrite that with love. You can rewrite that with compassion and know that he did the best that he could do when he was alive. He did provide the best that he could provide, and in the situations and the circumstances that came forward, he was doing and he was caring for the best that he knew how to do and the best that he had. He never, ever stopped loving you. He never, ever stopped caring for you. The reality and the hardness of sometimes of the situations that come in life, he said, made it so that he could not be a strong key player, a strong key factor in your upbringing. And as you heal that relationship that you have and those feelings that you have, he says, write down what it is you're feeling. He's saying, write down what it is you're feeling and the anger that you have and the hurt that you have. And as you're writing it down, release it and let me then begin to feel. I'm trying to hear how he's saying it. Then let me begin to heal and allow you to begin to heal as well so that we can move forward and not carry the imprint of this on further into life. He's showing me that even though it feels like and even though you feel like he let you down dramatically and left you in a place of sorrow and sadness, that's not the truth of the situation. It's the perception that you have of the situation, that he was always there and there was always things he would do, but it was out of his fine-tuning abilities, out of his, he's showing me fine-tuning, something about being able to make it different. He just could not make that difference. He just could not, he could not stay in that superhero role for you. He couldn't be the model figure that you needed and allow that peace and that comfort to come in. As I'm sitting here and as I'm allowing the energy to bring in the messages and to bring in the warmth and the guidance that they're sharing, they're also telling me this is also a time of rest. This is a time of allowing yourself to relax. Allow yourself the honor and the privilege of taking a nap, doing nothing. Allow yourself that space and that time of relaxation. Allow yourself. Get rid of expectations. They're showing me that you're sitting there with all these expectations in your life and feeling like I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to accomplish this, I've got to be here, I've got to be there, I've got to here and there and everywhere. And you're not accomplishing anything. You need to rest. You need to give yourself some peace of mind and you need to allow yourself to rest. You need to allow yourself to take a nap. You need to allow yourself to sit down and watch a comedy and just laugh. They're saying it's time for you. It's time for you to care for you. It's time for you to nurture you. And it's time to be there helping, comforting, and honoring your life. they're saying by doing all this running around, it's like you're running out of control. You've got yourself out of control, and you're not able to be at peace. And that's holding you back from walking the walk and being and doing that which you've been called here to do. There's another energy coming through. Someone I had a question come through earlier today, and I've not had a chance to answer it, and the answers are coming now. So you are at a place where you're contemplating a relationship separation, and you are concerned as to what the outcome is going to be. The outcome is going to be what you set it to be. First off, the outcome is going to happen as you allow it to happen. If you want drama, you'll have drama. If you want peace, you will have peace. And if the other person tries to bring in trauma, what you need to do is you need to stand on that and say, I'm not allowing that in my space. I do understand that you don't have children as in two-legged children, but you have children that are of the animal sort. And your question in that was, you know, should you go for custody of these animals? And the answer to that is found within the reality of understanding. Can you care for them? Can you give them a home? Can you give them a space that is of the appropriate place for them? Or can your significant other, your spouse whom you are separating with, can they provide that versus you providing it? This is not a decision that you can make selfishly. This is not a decision that you can, I'm hearing selfish. You need to take care of yourself, yes. You need to do what is best for you, yes. You need to keep yourself safe. You need to keep yourself safe mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So yes, you are on the right path, but use and make the decisions that you need to make wisely and with the highest and best interest of the animal concerned. Do for them what is best for them. Do for them that which is going to keep them in a safe environment. An environment with safety. And for some reason, they're really showing me the importance of keeping them safe, keeping them in a place of safety where the safety net will be in place, where that reality of being safe is at. I'm also hearing that as you're going through the separation, you're going to want to make sure that you hold your level of integrity and your level of love. He's going to try to draw you into feelings of inferiority and trying to control and manipulate. You need to stand in your personal power. You need to stand in your own space and not give away of yourself, is what they're saying. And the separation, this is a fine, you're feeling like, what a great time of year for this to happen. How come it had to happen right now? And they're telling me that this is the perfect time of year for that to happen and not for you to feel that the seasons or any of that have any bearing on it, and that's not going to create a negative vibration. It's okay. You are on the right you're on the right path, you're making the right steps, and you're doing what's needed. They're saying it's okay. Go forward with that, be blessed with that. There's also a grandmother I've been smelling for the last 5 or 10 minutes here. I've been smelling what it's like when you go home for the holidays, or you go home and you're cooking and you can smell all of those yummy, wonderful foods and all those yummy, wonderful baked goods. And one of the things they're saying for me to share with you is that as you are in that place and as you are spending that time within the holidays, know that it is the best time to rekindle and to nurture the love. It's the best time to rekindle and let go of tensions, let go of stress, let go of expectations that maybe others have put on you or maybe you've put on yourself relating to these others. Let go of that and allow yourself the liberty and the freedoms to and enjoy these holidays. Enjoy these times, enjoy these moments. There's sunshine. There's so much sunshine. There is somebody that is really in a place where they feel like they're having so much trouble breaking through some of the different things that are going on. And they're saying, the sunshine is coming. The sunshine is coming. Allow the warmth of that. Allow the healing of that. Know that all is okay. Know that all is well. I'm hearing also to share with the listeners today that as you come in contact with other people and as you come into contact with the world and the situations that are going on in those cycles, like we were talking about earlier, and how we need to bring in that peace and we need to bring back that love and we need to bring back that higher frequency vibration, that as we're going through everything that we're doing and as we're going through every phase, we need to reset the vibration. I'm hearing that over and over again. Reset the vibration. Don't allow the vibration of anger. Don't let the vibration of sorrow. Don't let the vibration of being drawn in to situations get a hold of you. You need to operate out of love, and you need to watch your perception and your reception of the situations that are happening. There's someone who has literally been verbally attacked by another person, and this person is a total complete stranger. You were in a place and this person just started letting loose on you. This is where it is so important, and this is why it is so important that we change the vibration and the frequency around us. It feels like this person that was lashed out at, you almost have walked around with this stickiness to yourself that just says, come on and attack me. And they're saying, change the vibration of that. Change the awareness of that. Change your perceptions of that. Because as you do, it's going to then change what's happening. It's going to change how other people react to you. It's going to change how other people don't feel like they need to dump on you. You just kind of have gotten into that place where it seems like people find it very easy to let you be the target. And they may have a bunch of built-up whatever going on in their lives, and so they're just letting it out on you. And they're saying, bring in love, bring in the higher frequency, bring in the love and light, and that's going to change that. That's going to change that frequency. A lot of people will say to me, well, how can I change it? Well, how can I do this? How can I do that? And I know when I answer and I say, by bringing in acceptance, by bringing in love, by bringing in light. They question that because it's not something we've been so programmed to understand. It's not something we've been so programmed to be able to do, because we do. We're caught in the drama-trauma programming that, if somebody does me, I need to do them one up. Or if somebody says this, I need to make sure I say that. No, they're saying operate off that vibration, that higher frequency of love. Operate off that higher frequency and change. We can change the world, folks. We can change everything that's going on around us by bringing our own personal vibration to a higher level and allowing that to correct and change and manipulate. Even if we're doing etherical type of battling where we're having to go in and change some of the attacks from the disagreeable energy, let's word it that way, and we have to go in and really battle that. If we go in there and rather than battle it, but we go in with the love and the compassion that will bring healing to that disagreeable energy, it's just like walking in a room where there's a light switch. If you walk in that room and you stay in the dark and you don't reach over there and flip the light switch, you're going to do battle against an invisible force that maybe doesn't need battle. But if you turn the light on, that darkness is scared away and it runs away. And we've changed the vibration. We've changed the reality of that space. We've changed the signature of that space. That's what they're referring to. That's one of the things they're really sharing very strongly with on the program today. And I know this message is for me as well as for a few others that are listening to the program as well. Because they would not share the words and they would not share the teaching if it wasn't something that could help everybody and if it wasn't something that was there for everybody and for the words and for the messages. So from that guidance, that we need to change the frequency and stop pushing the river. Stop trying to push uphill everything when we can turn around and make a difference with just simply changing the attitude and changing our perception of how we create the newness within it. I know that I'm hearing this. The guides are showing me someone who is standing there and saying, this is so true. I've had this happen, and they're sharing this energy, and they're extending this energy out to me as we're doing the program. And they're saying, this is so true. I have found that, and this person, I believe, was going through a breakup in a relationship, and there was custody issues. And as those custody issues were coming forward, they began to surround and bring in that healing light. And the situation completely turned out and began to be as was for the highest good. And their acceptance of it and the acceptance of the other person, everything fell into place without hard words, without angry feelings, without leaving people walking away hurt, but remembering that we are all creatures of love, and the frequency that we work at and that we live at needs to be one where there is that type of healing, one where there is that type of provision for, and it's the truth. It may seem so hard at the time, but it's the truth. There is something new coming. There are three or four people that have been sending out their intentions and their integrity and their intentions is the word I'm hearing. They're sending out the intentions, the what they want, setting into motion what it is they want, and you are going to reap the harvest of that, and that is going to change, and it's going to become a reality. It's going to become a truth within the next 6 weeks as you've put out this energy and as you've changed this integrity. Know that there's a newness coming. Know that there's a healing coming. Know that everything is good. Everything is love. Everything is light. And that it's okay. Know that as the newness comes in, you've reaped what you've sown. You've earned this wonderful new blessing that's coming in. There's a big change coming for a couple of people. I'm hearing a man in particular, and I'm hearing this gentleman in particular. I guess I want me to focus your direction, that there is a major change coming. You are tired of being alone. You're tired of being hurt. You're tired of being in a place of feeling like you're not making any headway. And they're saying that this is changing, that you have set the energy. You have recalibrated this. You have changed your intentions. You have even begun to change your thought processes. And they're saying because of that, you are being blessed. You are going to receive a new blessing, a new experience, and it's going to be a major life change. You're going to have a major life change, a major change within your environment. I'm also hearing this for someone, I believe she's around 33 years old. You're kind of at a springboard place in your time in your life, and you feel like, how can I keep moving and doing and all of this stuff? And here I'm only 33 years old, and I've had this happen, and I've had that happen, and I've lost this, and I've gained that. And you're feeling very frustrated, and you're feeling very frustration. I'm just really feeling the frustration. And they're saying, change the vibration of that, change the intentions of that, and allow yourself to be healed on a global aspect, and allow the corrections that need to come in to come in. Allow yourself to march and to move forward with that, and to know that within that comes the healing, that within that comes the peace. There's also another person with a lot of change coming. There's a large number of people with a lot of change coming, but they're showing me particular people and they're showing me particular situations. There's someone who lives in a house that the color of the house, the exterior color of the house is cream, but it almost looks pinkish, but it's a cream color. They're saying that there is a major change that is going to be coming. There is a blessing that is going to be coming. Apparently, you're having some problems financially, handling and caring for and maintaining and staying within your dwelling. They are saying that is within the hands of the masters, and allow it to stay in the hands of the masters, and know that all is coming to the higher frequency. All is coming into the blessing. I'm also seeing, with this change, there's a, like I said, there's a group of different things that are coming in with changing. There's someone who has been contemplating a job change. You have been contemplating a career change. And the message is, the message that comes from in and from within your heart is the message to listen to. With that said, I'm saying this message is coming through with such clarity that this is for you to listen from the heart, to the point that I don't even want you to listen to my words. I want you to listen to the words that are within your heart. I want you to listen to the message that comes from within yourself, because that is the true message. That is the true meaning. That is the true interpretation that you need to move forward with. Integrity. Integrity, integrity. I'm hearing integrity, integrity, integrity. How you present yourself to others, how you present yourself to the world. If you move forward with your own personal integrity, owning your own personal rights and owning your own personal power, you are going to be able to move through and make any changes in any directional processes that need to be done on a global change dramatically. And they're saying, move forward with that, move forward with that. If you're in a place of change, if you're in that time of contemplating change, and if you're in that time of the reality of it, move forward with it and with integrity. Know that what you know within your heart, you know within your heart, and do that which it is you know that you need to do. They're just really, really showing me that moving forward, being at peace, allowing things to flow, allowing the love, allowing the light, allowing it, allowing it, allowing it, and moving forward with it with confidence and comfort. I see that we're beginning to approach the top of the hour again. Time just goes so fast. And I do want to encourage you, when the programs are on, please feel free to call in. And if you were not able to call in, or if you aren't able to make a connection with me today, feel free to send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. Brief questions I don't mind at all answering over the emails and helping share some love and insight into it. And I do one-on-one readings that you can find out a little bit more on my website, whitewolfapril.com. And once again, I want to invite you to check out the AcrossTheVeil.ning or EnergyEmerging.ning.com sites, because they are a place where you can receive and you can be blessed and you can share with others as well. There are places and there are things that are there for you. Also, check out some of the products that we have for sale. The book, Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance. It's an excellent, excellent resource to help you to know how to work through cycles, how to create that cycle process and the beauty of that when it brings healing and when it brings the balance into your life. And as we're at that point, check out the website and see what you might want to be interested in from there, and where we're going to be and what's happening. Like I said, we're at the top of the hour, and I know that it's time to say goodbye, and I want to wish you all, as you go through each and every day, and remember, I am on the program Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Check for the local listening times on the program on Station 1 here. But until then, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.